So now, you know, Spotify has, you know, got Anchor. But back to what I'm saying. I'm looking at Rap Coach. And I got to tell you, I take these rap coaches with a grain of salt. And this fool's like, hey, man, if you want to modernize your flow and you want your shit to not sound like you still stuck in the 90s, I'm going to get to that in a second. You know, do the triplet flow, right? This is a triplet, get on beast. Okay, let me stop. First of all, this dude, Rap Coach, he's cool. But there is a lot of videos where all he kept doing, like that, hey, this is how you do a triplet flow like the Migos. When did the Migos blow up? Back in what year? 2000 and what? 16, 17, right? Doing a triplet flow. This dude and other rap coaches been talking about, hey, this is just new. It's not new, but it's popular flow called the Migos flow. It proves my point that y'all don't really do, it's like, no ideas are original. So y'all talking about, oh man, don't steal my flow, but y'all take flows, reinvent them, and bring them out. Just like how when, you know, Earl came out talking about, you know, Earl's like, yeah, we the 98 Eminem, and niggas act like that was new. But for that time, it was... No, basically, this is what you do. You take shit that was old back in the 90s or in the 80s and reintroduce it to the new era like it's new. There's a pattern with that. The Weeknd did it with Hyper, with Vaporwave, which is not new. That's 1980s, early 90s shit. And he brung that back and everyone thought it was new. Very, like, revolutionary. Which proves my point. You don't gotta be too unique. But just take something from the 80s, 90s, and just do your thing. That's why I disagree with. First of all, the triplet flow is not fucking new. It's old. And that's one. Two, like, I'll give you an example. I have a song called New Codes. And in that beat, the beat goes dun 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 dun, and that's a good tactic where he says triplet, 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 triplet. Yeah, I did the triplet flow on that goddamn song because I was following the dun 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 dun. Right, that's triplet, 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 triplet. Okay, that's a good idea. That's a good tactic, but at the same time, my nigga, I disagree with the whole, oh man, stop sounding like you're from the 90s. Because first of all, these rap coaches, all they want you to do is rap like everybody else. They want you to make, he even said himself, I'm telling y'all to make hip-hop music. He does, yo, listen to your fucking music on, like I tell you before, these music review shows are crazy to me. Especially the ones who, you know, talk about music industry and listen, like, trust me. These motherfuckers just want to hear the same shit. If you do anything unique and different or up on a beat that's different, ha ha, Luigi's Mansion beat, ha ha, the most different beat, because they'll make fun of the beat that you're rapping on and be like, well, I know it's different, but who's going to listen to this shit in the car? Who's going to listen to this shit in the club? Right? Can't go on no boom bappy shit, man. Who the fuck is this old shit? There's nothing like it anymore, man. So what's your only option? Trap, drill. And then they'll complain. Here's the funny part. If you do a trap song with a trap flow, with a triplet flow, which is very fucking goddamn bland and very motherfucking, you know, bland. Yeah, everyone does this flow. But guess what? You get one or two reactions. One, it's fire. Two, it's the same shit you hear nowadays. But that's what the fuck you niggas want. You can't complain about rappers making the same music. And then when they fucking say something that's unique and different, you make fun of it. Then you tell them straight up, make what people want to fucking hear. So then when you sit there and you start and you dumb down your lyrics, you dumb down your beat, your sound, and make it so convenient. Because isn't it kind of funny how the most convenient rappers are not remembered? Like, look, it's weird. Fans are weird. When it comes down to Kendrick, right? He takes risks with his fucking music. And fans respect him for it. Any rapper that takes a risk with their music creatively, y'all will sit there and give him all kind of fucking praise. But at the same time, you will shit on them and call them lame and trash and weird. But if a rapper, and you would tell a, and this is the thing, you would tell an up-and-coming rapper in a second, yo, man, don't be trying to fucking, you know, find your sound even though you already have your own unique sound. No. Find your sound that's acceptable for everyone. Which makes no fucking sense. Niggas don't want you to be niched. Better yet, I went on a fucking, I forgot. I was on like some page on Reddit. And they say, you know, rappers that try to be different, they're cringe because who's gonna listen to artists talking about things that only a small group of people understand, even when it come out of punchlines and bars. If I sit there and said, you know, I'm Fantastic Max and the whole world is my galaxy, you're in the whole world is my playground, the whole like something like that, you're gonna look at me weird for saying that line because you don't know what the fuck Fantastic Max is. However, y'all always encourage artists to put their personalities in their fucking music. Then when niggas just talking about that street shit, this is the weird thing about fans. If niggas talking about street shit, well, we got to test and see if you really about that life. Hide behind a fucking profile picture. Are you about that life? But back to what I'm saying about these rap cultures, bro. Like, y'all been teaching that triplet flow, modern flow, as far back as 2000 motherfucking 16, 17. We were in 2024, and you still trying to keep on pushing this fucking thought that this triplet flow that's been done for almost over a decade now is still fucking refreshing and still fucking new. It's still fire. Okay, so here's the ironic part. You say that 90s rap style is fucking played out. Interesting, because how the fuck did Godzilla get a fucking fan base? If that's the case, then why when I put up songs where I'm rapping over boom bappy beats or Dr. Dre type fucking beats or sounding beats and I'm spitting bars, why come motherfuckers relate to that? Why come motherfuckers, even kids, why the fuck do they fucking like it when I rap over beats like that? Why come when I make songs with a simple formula? And this is the thing about fans. Y'all gotta understand this shit too. When people make music, you're like, it's so structured. He's not breaking the structure. It's the same shit. Course, hook, flow. Well, blame the little rap coaches. Don't y'all fucking say at your fucking face, like, make songs with a hook first, verse second. Ain't that what How to Rap Drew said? Ain't that what smart rappers say? All these rap coaches that you motherfuckers echo chamber say the exact same thing. It's hook first. Hook the listener in first, then your verse. Y'all see that shit all the time. So, because at first I wasn't doing that. I was just first. I was first, and then the hook. Don't switch the goalpost, because y'all still say that shit till this day. So don't try to switch the goalposts and try to tell me now in 2024, like y'all been saying it since 2017, 18, as long as I've been looking up rap coaches and shit, that you've been telling me and other rappers is always hook first. So don't be trying to sit there and you got fans who so weird and when they listen to your whole catalog, they know that every song is structured like that. It's boring. Where's the pre-choruses? There is no pre-choruses. And the weird thing about it is there's rappers in the underground that do that shit all the fucking time. You don't call them boring. But it's what the fuck it is. But back to what I'm talking about, bro. I think the motherfucking goddamn day, my nigga. When it comes down to it, fans are not that motherfucking goddamn ABC easy to read, okay? Well, the casuals, you know, all they want, they don't know nothing about rap. Those ones talking about, man, no more bloodshed between. And as I look back at it, I'm like, nigga, first of all, I understand what J. Cole was doing, but it ain't like people was gonna get killed over a J. Cole and Kendrick beef. Y'all been pumping that shit up. I blame y'all. Y'all the ones pumped that shit up so goddamn much. Oh my God, but that's J. Cole. He's talking about how he the best rapper and he wants all the smoke. He's not a goat. He will never be a goat. So that means that Cannabis not a fucking goat. Did he not fucking apologize to J. Cole for listening to him? Y'all still call him a fucking goat. There's a lot of rappers that apologize to Kendrick. J. Electronica apologized to Kendrick. Y'all still call him a goat. So that means y'all niggas really didn't feel that J. Cole was a goat to begin with. Because if you let other rappers get away with apologizing and not take their little goat card, that just means that your fucking ass never liked J. Cole in the fucking first place. Just like motherfucking Chance the Rapper. Now this nigga trying to make a fucking comeback, trying to fucking make music that sound like it's old shit, because you know that's what the fans really want. But at the same time, artists, change up your sound. Change up your sound. We want you to have a different sound on all our albums. Fuck that. Then there's some fans that want you to keep making the same shit. I remember this one dude said some stupid shit. Man, Currency makes, he has 40 albums that all sound the same, and they all mid. Well, the man's a fucking sound. He cannot change that fucking sound, because what else do you want this man to rap on? Okay? He can't rap on anything else. If he does, it sounds awkward. His fans ain't gonna fucking like it. They ain't like y'all motherfucking fans to be talking about artists need to switch up their sound to be diverse. Really going to listen to an artist do that? You're just placing your little opinion where it doesn't belong. It ain't like you gonna, if someone told me you're rapping over the same beats, which I don't, you're doing the same song structures, sometimes switch it up, man. Rap with one verse and a hook. And I do that shit for two songs. That shit sounds awkward. And keep in mind, the same person that tells you that, 9 out of 10 times, they're not gonna listen to your fucking music. They're just making suggestions. They're not gonna, if you change it, they're not gonna listen to what the fuck you just did. They're just throwing up a fucking suggestion. Just saying. It seems to me it's motherfucker. Okay. It's just a suggestion, bro. Nothing, it's just a fucking suggestion. I'm just fucking keeping this shit 100 with you, bro. Because an opinion doesn't mean that it's fact. Like, these niggas are not your fans. Your real fans don't give a fuck. They, like, but the thing about your core fans, once they get attached to a sound, you can't leave. Now, the only thing they might do is tell you, hop on some trap shit or hop on some modern shit, which I do. I got a song that's on some shit like that. But at the end of the fucking goddamn day, nigga, if my voice even touch a fucking trap beat, it's no, boo. I remember Stanley, they had a song with Migos, right? This is like years ago, like 2018. This is when they moved back to their old style. But I doubt that. That's probably like an old song that he sat on with the Migos. And fans were like, yeah, he should rap over these kind of beats because they're modern. But I'm thinking, are you fans even tired of those kind of fucking beats? Which goes back to what I'm talking about with these rap codes. This is a recent fucking video where he says, if you don't want your voice, your vocals, your flows to sound, you know, less modern, try triplets. I'm like, okay, my nigga, we're in 2024. Y'all niggas still doing triplets? We're in 2024. Y'all niggas still rapping over these fucking goddamn trap beats that I can easily fucking get off of fucking modern production and as a construction kit. But at least it's fire. But it's boring. But that boom bappy shit is fucking boring. Yeah, but at the same fucking time, y'all niggas are... That's why I don't get. Y'all listen to the same flows, the same content, same everything, but then got the audacity to call someone else fucking boring. Like, make that shit make sense. Make that shit make sense. And then have the audacity to call anyone that has anything different trash. This ain't it, fam. Anytime when someone has anything different, it's always this not it, this ain't it, this ain't it. But if a nigga is doing something that is so fucking like with me, if I'm doing anything with different flow, different fucking cadences, that ain't it. If I get a little bit too, like Larry June was fucking uppity. Notice how every chill monotone rapper at one part when they first started following their voice was very fucking uppity. Because Larry June's old shit, he sound like Lil Wayne. And niggas was not fucking with that until we started smelling it out, chilling it out, and now he's dope. Which proves my point, nigga. Even 21 Savage. Have you heard his older shit? I'm just saying, my nigga. I'm just saying. Because... keep it hunt. You that shit a whole 100, bro. Whole stack. Whole fucking stack. And niggas be on that shit. Niggas be like, really be wanting the artists. Like, it's like, let's be real. Look at every monotone rapper that you hear. All these niggas went from being all uppity, uppity, uppity to motherfucking, you know, at first, when no one wasn't listening to him, no one wasn't hearing him, until, like, all of a sudden, you know, they started to mellow out, become more monotone, even though fans who don't like mainstream rap, I'm just the mainstream rap anyways, don't like mainstream rap. And I do agree with Don't Be Moisturized, Kevin. Y'all niggas on that lyrical miracle, fuck all mumble rapper shit. Y'all niggas killed it for lyrical rappers. But also, however, you mumble rap fans are worst, because when a rapper does lyrical rap, you try to encourage them to do mumble rap. So you're doing the exact same thing. But you know, it's an anti-verse. How I know? Niggas hit me with that shit. Hey, man, can you just punch in your vocals? You come on, put the pen down. I want to feel your energy. And not knowing that my voice is naturally, like how I'm talking to you, how my voice is exactly how it is when I fucking rap. Not rap aggressive. I be rapping like this every single time. You ain't fucking with me, boy. Like, that's how I fucking rap. This is how it is. And niggas will still sit there and say, it's too monotone. Retards. And I know that the key thing is my voice. Whose voices are just naturally like that? And then the thing about it is when I do yell my vocals, because it does sound annoying when me yelling in your motherfucking ear like this. Y'all like, yes, you I like how your voice is. Stupid. That's why we make music for ourselves. I don't know why fans feel this obligated that we have to make music for everybody. No, nigga. Find a fucking sound. Find a niche audience that fuck with that sound, since y'all niggas like to make it so easy for us with the comparison bullshit. Hey, you remind me of this rapper. Hey, you remind me of this rapper. Right? And half the time, y'all niggas just throwing out random ass names. You know what I mean? Y'all comparing almost anybody to Kendrick. If you from the West Coast, you're Kendrick. Or any TDE artist. But back to what I'm saying about the topic at hand. Rap coaches. You talking about how that shit sounds outdated. Y'all don't realize that this triplet flow is outdated too, right? It's very outdated. Yet y'all niggas still be preaching, it's modern, it's still modern. And the only fucking reason why you think that, because the fact that you're speaking for the mainstream masses, right? You're speaking for the masses. What proves my point that the mainstream masses that you want to try to fucking captivate just wants the same fucking goddamn shit. You have no issue with hearing triplets and bland trap beats from 2017. A producer said this shit. And guess what? People got pissed. How anytime when someone said anything about trap rap or how fucking bland it is and how it's so repetitive, which it is, along with drill, the first thing flies your niggas' face is, it is different. Come on, man. Like, shut up. Just like how boom bappy rap went down as alternative rap, because at one point it was popular, trap is dying too. Y'all motherfuckers ain't making it no motherfucking better by trying to fucking teach niggas how to do a triplet flow that's been done for decades, then got popularized by the Migos back in 2016, that y'all niggas still trying to do in 2024. So who's really fucking outdated? And then when they try to do something different with their music, you call it trash and lame. And only until a fucking mainstream rapper takes that sound, then you want to sit there and say that it's cool. You don't realize that not every fucking bites the fucking goddamn trap rap. Even fucking new generations, even Gen Zs don't fucking like trap. And they like to explain, okay, like I tell you, why when I put up a song where I'm rapping on a boom bappy beat with a very simple little flow, it's not too crazy. Oh, that shit fire, bro. That shit fire, unk. But let me try to do something, anything different. I try to do anything different. That ain't it, bruh. That ain't it, bruh. Take us off the site, bruh. He wants to fucking promote our music on fucking TikTok. That's gonna die, by the way. Honestly, for the good. Because I don't know nobody on that motherfucker. I only follow a few people on TikTok. So it's like from TikTok to Instagram. So...